bringing it back to Rosie on the House. This is our help wanted section of the show. The Arizona General Contractor Association of America. For those of you that may have been in the hospitality industry, and maybe you're tired of bussing tables, and you'd like to learn how to operate a backhoe. Yeah, baby, that's what I'm talking about. Well, the AGC currently has an open enrollment for apprenticeship trust in becoming a heavy equipment operator. Now, I'm telling you what, I've bussed tables. That's how I came into the world, is bussing tables at an old restaurant in Scottsdale that's no longer around. I was a pretty good busser. Man, I could balance a stack of used glasses better than anybody. But if they had an apprenticeship program where I could have put down them dirty glasses and learned how to run a backhoe, I'd have jumped at that in a New York minute. So they've got these programs coming up. It's the Arizona chapter of the Associated General Contractors Construction Association. Baby, baby, baby. If you know someone. I mean, these equipments now have stereos and air conditioner. I mean, you could be in the middle of a construction site tearing up raw dirt and building a beautiful, the start of a beautiful subdivision, or building site on the side of Camelback Mountain and just creating the foundation, and listening to your tunes, listening to your favorite iPod in an air-conditioned setting, and be all to yourself. Excellent opportunity for a career. And I think Jennifer's trying to hire people for Rosie on the House right now.
She's good.
Yeah. She was just doing that, looking at the computer. Cool.
Yeah, we could use some help. We've got a couple of resumes out there, a couple of levels of jobs. If you're interested, you can just reach out to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com, and we can shoot you that the requirements.
I'd love someone in this position to be strong in admin, and it would be hard for them not to know something about construction.
Okay.
Because virtually, Carol, how many phone calls do we take at the office every week?
A lot.
And how many of them revolve around something having to do with construction?
All of them. All of them are way over my head. My job is to just take as much detail. I loved our caller earlier because he knew exactly the questions that you were going to ask.
He
had
did.
It ready. He knew what kind of plan you were going to ask him about. Man, everyone should follow his model because Rosie loves those types of questions.
Well, by way of follow-up.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Just that person also needs to be very well versed on the computer, you know, be able to get around the internet and use some of the programs for writing and recording and stuff like that. So recording information, not like
data
broadcast
entry.
Recording. Yeah, data entry. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. That word.
I'm glad she's never put that on my resume job description requirement. Thank you for being so gracious with me.
Somebody called and said they were interested in the job. I said, I need a girl Friday. She said, oh, I'm only available on Saturdays.
Ba-doom.
I know, that's an old term, so I won't keep saying that. Girl Friday just means kind of an all-around person.
And the last person doing that job for us was a young man.
Yes, he was very good.
He was very good, very good. I hated losing him. By way of follow-up, which we always try and do at some segment of the show, I had a call, actually a letter, responding to Clay Jansen of Focus Insurance, who was in the studio with us. Was that last week or a couple weeks
ago? 2 weeks.
2 weeks ago. And the gentleman says, I listened to the program about repair of the water line you discussed. And for quite a while, various cities have been offering this protection to homeowners. And they're really not offering it. They're just sponsoring a third-party service to provide it. And then the cities are then getting, not only, I believe, a little cut of the action, but they're delegating a headache in the future. Because whenever you get a break in your water line, what's the first thing you do? Call the water department. Come fix it. And what's the first thing they tell you? It's on your side of the meter. This is on you, buddy. So for a lot of reasons, the cities want you aware that from the meter to your house is your responsibility. And some genius in Philadelphia came up with the idea of selling insurance for replacement of those lines. And in his entrepreneurial genius, he partnered with the cities to convince them this is the way to go. And I want to come back on why I should tell you never, ever, ever buy that third-party insurance. More details right after this break at Rosie on the House.